So prior to the meeting, I contacted affiliates and asked them whether they would send photographs and sound letters to you so they could really describe for themselves what the affiliate program means, what it translates into, and share some of the sights and sounds that you might never have a chance to experience on the PNB. So if we can make this work, I'm going to show a very brief presentation. When listening to this and looking at these pictures, please remember that these statements and these photographs were sent to you directly. These aren't generic images and sounds that I got from somewhere else. These really were directed directly at you. While they're fixing that, I'll just give my list of some of the accomplishments of the affiliates program in 04-05. We are up to between 80 and 83 stations right now, affiliates. I'm not sure, actually, myself, because of some of the ambiguities that go along with signing contracts. We were asked last year to raise $100,000 with the affiliates program, and we raised $130,000. And so we were more than 25% over projected income. I also with a National Day of Fundraising, right? There are also other income, soft income that comes with that I think needs to be acknowledged. The affiliates program does also translate into premium sales to the archives, and not sure what you guys did here. Okay. Okay, I'll start it. The other thing that we did this year that's significant is that we began the conversion from satellite only to satellite and internet distribution. And now we are, as well as on the satellite, we're streaming the KU satellite every day so that the stations that don't have satellite equipment can receive it via internet. And when we do specials, they're also able to take the specials. This process is not totally complete yet, because we are not really archiving the KU yet. So that's a leg of the project that still has to be fulfilled. I want to give credit to Otis McClay and Pete Caracas and Shawnee Wall, too, for accomplishing this new phase of our distribution. One more thing I want to mention that, what we do, what we have done this year, we all know that we don't have a program director yet. So that means that Pacifica National pulls together a lot. So a lot of what I do right now, what Pete does, what Otis does, what various people at Pacifica National do, is we pool together and we make sure these specials happen. And that means anywhere from writing press releases to, doing crisis control to connecting all the dots. And so this has really been part of the affiliates program by default during the past year. And, as it should, because we are part of Pacifica National. And it's just part of being a network. So I'm going to start the slideshow and let these guys speak for themselves. One statement of explanation. When I asked these people to send in these sounds, I said to them, this is not supposed to be spin. Speak, directly. The PNB wants to hear who you are, what you're thinking. One of the surprises that came up for me was that a lot of people mentioned Sprouts. And for those of you who don't know what Sprouts is, it's a show that I coordinate once a week that showcases affiliates' work on the satellite and also in AudioPort. It's actually something that I consider not a huge part of my job because it's kind of easy because it flows by itself. And it was interesting to me, too, that this really emerged as a reoccurring theme. And I think that what that indicates to me is that Sprouts was really started as a symbolic way to acknowledge the affiliates on the satellite, and that this acknowledgement has registered and really has taken on meaning in the affiliate world as Pacifica's recognition of the production they're doing and our invitation to start really being partners in creating content. So it was just an interesting thing. So when you hear Sprouts, that's what that is.
My name is Carol Pearson. I'm the president of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. The affiliate program at Pacifica has really improved dramatically since Ursula's come on board, and we're very happy about the recognition that Pacifica has made about the importance of the affiliates by giving them two seats on the Pacifica board. Over the years, Pacifica has understood the importance of having more than just the five Pacifica stations get their message out to more people across the country. And the community radio stations are particularly helpful at reaching rural audiences and minority audiences. Often these people don't have the same kind of access to alternative information that's available in the larger markets in this country.
Greetings. My name is Jill Thomas. I'm the manager of KBRP, LP in Bisbee, Arizona. We're a volunteer-run community radio station with a staff of one. We're not too far from the Mexican border. We have a large Spanish-speaking population here, and because of our mountain range, we don't get many radio stations out here.
As a matter of fact, there's none that we can pick up outside of our local low-power station that we just started.
We are broadcasting our Pacifica, the Spanish Democracy Now! Headlines, and we broadcast Democracy Now! The full hour twice a day.
Yeah, don't forget FSRN. We also have a large gay and lesbian population, and we also broadcast This Way Out.
From Audio Port, which is excellent.
One day, our very own DJs are going to start submitting their shows to Sprouts. It's something that several of them are aiming for. So the Pacifica affiliation helps us learn how to do the radio.
My name is Yvonne Dooley, and I am the broadcast director at WRFG radio station in Atlanta. It stands for Radio Free Georgia. There aren't a great deal of community stations in the South. We've been on the air since 1973, and we've always been influenced by Pacifica, by its history, the things that it stands for, and the issues that it covers. Of course, we've always carried Democracy Now!, and we've had access to the wonderful programming that's available through the archives. The WRFG has benefited greatly from this relationship with Pacifica, and we look forward to continuing that relationship.
This is Brian French, General Manager of WBJW-LP 94.1, Fenwood, West Virginia, Pacifica's first LPFM affiliate. Our station is located in the Wheeling, West Virginia radio market, which has been ranked as the 18th most consolidated radio market in the country. WBJW is the area's only locally owned and operated station. We joined Pacifica shortly after the 2002 shuttle explosion and invasion of Iraq, when no other network would offer us coverage of these events. Pacifica was the only network which welcomed us with open arms.
This is Norman Stockwell of WORT Community Radio in Madison, Wisconsin. We've been a Pacifica radio affiliate since the late 1980s. Being a Pacifica affiliate is important to our station for many reasons. First of all, it allows us to be part of something larger, an association of like-minded community radio stations across the country, working as part of a community radio movement. Access to the wide variety of Pacifica radio programming, the live national specials, the audio port, and the rich treasure trove of the Pacifica radio archives allows us to bring to our listeners this vast history and resource of community radio programming. And finally, networking together with other Pacifica radio stations, Free Speech Radio News, and other affiliates allows us to build that kind of solidarity that moves the community radio movement forward.
I'm Jenny Welsh. I'm the executive director of Radio Free Nashville, a new low-power FM radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. We are the first community radio station in this area, and we truly are a community radio station. We have over 100 local people who are programmers. Our flagship national and international news shows are Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News. We access AudioPort, particularly when specific things are happening on the national level that we want more in-depth programming about that we ourselves cannot put together. The John Roberts hearings, all the coverage of Hurricane Katrina, and we hope to be able to start bringing to Pacifica some of our own programming.
My name is Dave Myers, and I'm the operations manager for Redwood Community Radio KMUD, broadcasting to three rural counties on California's north coast. KMUD has been a Pacifica affiliate since going on the air in 1987. We were closely involved in the Pacifica struggle in the late 90s and devoted a number of our own programs to that issue. We're glad the foundation recognizes the importance of affiliates and has taken concrete steps to work with us. Our relationship to Pacifica has changed for the better, and a real person is there to talk to when we have problems. Our perception from discussion with other community radio stations around the country is that Pacifica's overall reach and relevance has grown significantly in the U.S., providing a focal point and a collective whole that is greater than the sum of its parts.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Robinson. I'm from KCSB FM Santa Barbara, a community and university radio station. It's about 44 years old. We have been concerned with Pacifica, its mission, which we like to think we're a part of as affiliates. We were one of the first radio stations to produce a Sprouts, and we also produced headlines during the first days of this second Gulf War for the Pacifica Network through Free Speech Radio News. Those of us who are affiliates of Pacifica extend the reach of the mission. I certainly hope that we will continue to be able to do things like sister station projects, shared programming in both directions. I think in the end that we have the capacity to strengthen all of our missions by working collectively.
My name is Greg Markle. I'm the general manager of KYGT in Idaho Springs, Colorado. We're an LPFM station. We try our best to educate, inform, entertain, and alert the citizens of Clear Creek County. And we've been a Pacifica affiliate for 1 year. We've been broadcasting Democracy Now! For the past several months. There's a limited number of radio signals getting into our mountainous region here. And people really appreciate the different slant on the news. So keep up the good work, and we'll keep playing it.
Greetings, Pacifica board members. I'm Ann Alquist. I'm the news director at KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So what does KFAI sound like?
You are listening to the Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM, St. Paul. The next program will be broadcasted in Vietnamese.
Xin kính chào quý vị và các bạn trên làn sóng KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, vào lúc tối.
Bên đầu xuân cho nói giờ tập tài kết sân ạ. Hà chú ý chè, cảm ơn kỳ nghiên lưu dạng.
You've just heard an order, Somali, Amharic, Vietnamese, and Hmong. That's four out of the 12 languages broadcast on KFAI. While we at KFAI are very proud that almost all of our programming is locally produced, we also proudly carry Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, Counterspin, and Sprouts, radio from the grassroots. As an affiliate, we'd like to play a larger role in the Pacifica family in providing relevant information about our organizational structure and learn about other affiliates. We'd like to build our fundraising abilities by connecting with Pacifica stations and affiliates. I was so happy when Pacifica decided to hire Ursula Rudenberg to coordinate the affiliates and the content produced on Sprouts. We've had a great response to the program, including a probation officer who wanted a copy of the program on domestic violence that he wanted to take back to a group of men he works with who've been convicted of assault. That really demonstrates the power of radio and connecting community radio stations through a shared program that we can all contribute to and make social change in our respective communities. Thanks to the board members of the Pacifica Foundation, and hope to see you in Minneapolis sometime soon.
Hello, my name is Richard Towne, and I'm the general manager at KUNM FM in Albuquerque. Very pleased to be with you and saluting your work on behalf of Pacifica affiliates. KUNM has affiliated with Pacifica. We've been affiliated for some 20-odd years. Right now we're carrying Democracy Now!, and that airs here right in primetime. Very popular show. It's number one in central and northern New Mexico of all radio stations as of spring 2005. Arbitrons, something like 10, 11,000 people tuning in. And we're deeply appreciative of that. The Democracy Now! Program also does extremely well during our fundraising and is really a core program for us. We are affiliated with National Public Radio and air them as well. Another thing about KUNM is that we're the home for Native America Calling here, along with the staff of National Native News, and we're the production house for national distribution of both programs. And so we have a deep commitment to the same values that Pacifica shares. We are converting to digital in spring 06, Channel D. That means that we will be inventing a whole new 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week schedule. We're very interested in knowing what Pacifica will be able to offer, where Pacifica will be in 2 to 3 years, maybe 4 years. We want Pacifica to be on that canvas with us. So we'd be very interested in hearing, not now, not today, not tomorrow, but in the near future, where Pacifica plans to go with affiliates in terms of our abilities to create whole new channels for people. As always, the volunteers and staff and students at KUNM send us your very best, and we thank you for the great work you do.
We have exhausted time. If there are pressing questions
excellent.
For the affiliates director,
excellent.
We'll take a couple.
WCIW, which is the Immokalee Farm Workers. You have to thank David and Otis for that. Otis went down and fixed their equipment, and I think David paid for it. Is that correct?
Sound Posse covered half of this trip and did the other half out of his own pocket. I understand. Sound Posse donated a studio mic for them, and but it was Otis who donated his time to make it.
It's really great too because it's our first. It's our first Spanish language affiliate, so it's a new start. And if anybody doesn't know who Immokalee Farm Workers are, they're the people that brought Taco Bell to their niece, and they're incredible. Okay.
Okay. We'll entertain a couple of questions, Steve.
I've expressed earlier in the meeting my concern about the rapid expansion of the affiliates program, which is great news on one hand, and I think it is a cause for some concern if the foundation is not able to service all of these new affiliates.
Yep.
And there's been technical problems and other issues with feeds, and I monitor email traffic that the on the listservs that affiliates use, and so I do see when there are problems. Pacifica pitching on specials and not giving notice that there's going to be pitching for Pacifica, and it's on the air on the affiliates without any notice. Dead air, that kind of thing. Also, I think we're losing staff at just the same time that we're increasing affiliate membership. So I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what you feel is necessary to stabilize the program and prepare it for growth.
Allocation of resources.
Oh, money?
Very straightforward, very simple.
Money. Finance?
What does that mean? In reality, that means services at the satellite, the IT services. I really could use some help. I do a lot of customer service, and I think it should be a goal eventually to have some sort of assistance to the affiliates coordinator. Like Richard said, not now, not tomorrow, but it's the amount of resources we're allocating right now are the same, if not less, than what we were allocating when this program started, and the program has quadrupled by now. So, as well as allocation of resources, the policies have to be created both with the board and with management that integrate the needs of an affiliate program into the procedures of the network, so that it's consistent.
Well, I hope that you'll work with the Affiliates Task Force and through that mechanism, board and management can work together to make sure that this is a real success story for Pacifica. It sure seems like it has all the potential for doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Dave?
The amounts of money you're talking about at some level, I mean, when you're talking about human beings and those sorts of services, it's high, but, I think our Sound Posse raised a couple thousand dollars last year, and we spent $100 to send Odie out there. And this network we got a microphone from another nonprofit. Every time we upgrade our studios, we might think about trying to help out all these people with our used equipment, which for them is a godsend. You saw some of those boards in there. Those are boards we retire or put out.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's...
As a note, the console had a monopoly with donated.
Yeah, it's really just, having the will to do it. It's not really having the money. The money, obviously there's some money too that you need, but the amounts of money for the payback and goodwill you get, which you can't necessarily calculate, what's going to come back to you for that. Just assume that if you're generous, you're going to get a response. And it's not that hard.
Now, I wanted to just mention one thing real quickly, that although these are low-power stations, 100 watts, rural areas and so forth, it takes the same number of people to program a 100-watt station as it does a 100,000-watt station. So if you're talking about movement building, you're creating... little micro environments all around the country where there's trained people who are politically motivated and able to use media.
And eventually that comes back to unique programming for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that it's clear from the show that that people have really grasped the Lou Hill mission way beyond our stations, and we have a tremendous ability here to really broaden the mission, and it has happened. And as time goes on, the level of ability broadens. There's a lot of resources.
I just want to thank...
Last question.
Oh.
You find out how many stations there also?
Rob was the last question.
I just wanted to thank Ursula. I mean, looking at the people and hearing their voices, really, I found myself choking up.
Yeah.
Because I don't think sometimes we understand how important it is to bring... the messages, that Pacifica has to people. And at one point today, Lonnie said something about, that's okay, we should do that, but where is it going to come from? And I think really, where these improvements come from comes from having the vision. We don't want it to happen. If we don't see that it's important, if it's not something that we plan for, it isn't going to happen, and we aren't going to raise the money, and we're going to have the same misery we had last year. So I just, Ursula, thanks. We do need to support you, provide you with more resources, because you're turning it over. You're making it work. Thanks.
And Ralph, thank you for what you're doing. The other part of this is we need content. We need national programming. I think one of the things that I learned from this, the input we got from the affiliates, the four things I kept hearing over and over again was Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, National Coverage, Audio Port, and Sprouts, right. And so it's pretty clear what they're saying to us. We need national content. And, I couldn't support the negotiation with Free Speech more. Free Speech Radio.
Thank you, Ursula.
I just want to mention one quick thing. Don't forget to set your clock back
an
hour. You get an hour, an extra hour.
Let's meet for another hour.
Oh, boy, come on.
All right, we will adjourn for the evening. And
I just want to say thanks to Julie for really running a great meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Houston. We'll give you a thank you.